Talk about Norway. My ancestors, both sides, come from Norway.
I snuck a Norse. Yeah, how about that? See, I never get the chance to do that anymore, and I hope you don't ask any more questions in Norwegian because it is so rusty. I took 5-6 levels of intensive Norwegian. I love Norway.
If I said tuck for mutton, would you know what I meant?
Yes. Thank you for the meal.
Right. Did you like Norway? Did you like their government?
You know, Norway is a very special place. My wife and I used to say, if we just picked one place because of how nice the people were and what a beautiful scenery there was and no crime and no poverty, no anything, other than the weather.
Yeah.
The weather was not nice. Norway was a wonderful, wonderful place. It couldn't be replicated in other places very easily for this reason. Norway had a very small, very homogeneous population. Because of its great oil wealth, because of its forestry, because of its fisheries, because of its hydroelectric, they had a lot of wealth for a limited number of people. Most governments are always borrowing. They had a surplus. So they would have a very strong social network. They had a heavy, heavy taxation system. And they would redistribute the wealth so that there was no poverty. And if there's no poverty, people don't need to steal anything. If they don't need to steal, there's no crime. They never had racial issues because everybody looked the same, pretty much. I'm not saying that's a positive. There's no diversity, but there was a society that blended fairly neatly, that was fairly wealthy. And as a result of some of that, it created an easy place to live and an easy culture to live in.
You said redistributed the wealth. How did they determine this wealth was going to be distributed?
The taxes were so high, and then you would pay a bunch of taxes in, and then they would give you money from the government back. Like, we got paid money as people living in Norway for our children. We had 3 daughters, so they would send money to us for having 3 daughters. And it was quite a bit of money. The company would take that, of course, and they would just pay us what we would normally get paid. But they also had to pay the very high tax rate, which was 60-70% of what you earned. Yeah. So your money go into a big pool and then just be redistributed in kind of an equal way. So people didn't want to work overtime. Not everybody. Depends on people's motivations. But most people didn't want to strive for the next higher job, because if they got paid, they just paid a higher tax percentage. Because they want everybody to be generally about the same economic wealth. Very, very different society, but it worked for them.
Be tough to start a business then in Norway.
It would be. It would be. And when I first got there, businesses were open from about 10 to 5. There's no advantage to having long hours because, again, money's going to get redistributed. It's hard to go to the grocery store on the weekend because they weren't open. Now, eventually, some of the competitiveness of Europe came into Norway, and they started having businesses that would push the local merchants and stay open. And so life changed over time. But the first time we lived in Norway, in the mid-80s, we didn't have cable TV. There was one channel on TV, and there's only one program in English. It was a very different life.
But you still enjoyed it.
Oh, I loved it. Yeah.
Yeah. But did you eat lutefisk?
Only once.
Good.
For those in the audience, that's a kind of a lie fish.
It's a cod fish.
And it's not very good.
No.
I had it one time, and it lasts for a long time.
It's a traditional Christmas fish.
Yes.